Good morning, everyone. Welcome to AMP. Let's start with a word of prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for a good morning that you give it to us. And today, before we start our activity, we really need your word that come upon to us so that we know what should we do, where to go, and how to make you happy, Father. We pray that Holy Spirit teach us and then guide us so that the word live in our life. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, start today if I have opportunity to share at EMP. I will start with the book of Luke. But my message not every chapter, but I use to take few first from every chapter. So the style of this message I call thematic expository preaching. Thematic expository preaching means every theme in the chapter, and then expository mean I will take out the meaning, and then I will try to connect the meaning of every theme with our life. So today we start with chapter 1, verse 5 to 7. In the day of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zacharias of the division of Abia, and he had a wife from the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. They were both righteous in the sight of God, walking blamelessly in all the commandment and requirement to the Lord. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both advanced in years. Brothers and sisters, Luke start his gospel with the story of Zachariah and Elizabeth. Of course, Zachariah and Elizabeth is not the gospel. The gospel is Jesus. But why Luke put the story of Zachariah and Elizabeth in the book of the gospel? It seemed that Luke want to build a bridge from Old Testament to New Testament. So the starting point before Jesus come, there must be a person who come as a forerider for Jesus. That person called John the Baptist. So Luke want to tell the reader that my gospel, something that I wrote, is significance with Old Testament and New Testament. That's why he put the story of Zachariah and Elizabeth. In other side, brothers and sisters, Luke want to tell the reader that the God that we worship is faithful God. The God who promised everything that he said to the people by the coming of John the Baptist. And then the third point, when I read this story, I see that there is something big that we can learn from this couple. What is the learning that we can take from this couple? Look at this. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, brothers and sisters, when we read this, we don't have any insight. But when we go deep, then we know that in the day of King Herod, it is a difficult life. How can I say difficult life? Because King Herod, like worldly dictator, yeah, worldly dictator. If you open encyclopedia or Wikipedia, you can say and you can see that King of Herod is a crazy king. First, he killed his own son. Second, if we go to the book of Matthew, yeah, after the Magi come and tell the Herod that there is a king was born at Bethlehem. And then after that, what happened? King Herod gave command that all the baby under 2 years must be killed. And then if the king of Herod didn't afraid with God, then at the same time, how can he afraid with Jewish people? So every people who against him can be killed. So I can say that the time of King Herod reign in Judea is the political difficult for everybody. Political difficult for everybody. We know in our time, if we see that one dictator, president, or the leader, if they don't have fear of God, then he will make difficult for everybody. Now, Elizabeth and Zachariah live in this time, live in difficult political situation. But we can see that the Bible told us that they were both righteous in the sight of God, number one. Number two, walking blamelessly in all commandment. And number three, requirement of the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, of course, they live in political difficulty, but their spiritual is perfect in the sight of God. If we go back to the Old Testament, this couple live according to Torah, 10 commandments of God, perfectly. And then the Bible told us, right, a full requirement of the Lord. So the situation doesn't make them lower their quality in the sight of God. Brothers and sisters, if we read all the Old Testament, we can see that there are a lot of God people, they live with this kind of life. Situation do not make them lower their spiritual qualification. Of course, brothers and sisters, at the same time, we also need to live with this kind of life. There is a saying that say that dead fish never swim against the water flow, but live fish always different with the dead fish. Situation cannot make we to lower our spiritual qualification, because the Bible told us, you are the light, you are the soul of the world. That's number one. Number two, brothers and sisters, we see on verse 7, but they had no child. They had no child. In our modern time, oh, no child, no problem. Yeah, no child, no problem. But in the time of Old Testament, no child is something very, very bad. People can say, oh, maybe you have sinned that you didn't confess to God. How can people say like that? Because they believe that the sign of blessing is having child. Let us open Deuteronomy chapter 28. Blessings. Now it shall be, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandment, which I command you today. The Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. Verse 4. Blessed shall be the offering of your body and the produce of your ground and offering of your beast, the increase of your herd and the young of your flock. Bible promise, if you obey, if you follow, then you will have offspring. But the reality, brothers and sisters, Zachariah don't have. Many people, they want to follow Jesus because of this promise. But sometimes, we don't get the physical promise. We don't get the physical promise. No wonder, in the book of the Gospel, after people don't get anything from Jesus, they set back. They said, I don't want to go to the church. I don't want to follow Jesus. Follow Jesus, it doesn't mean anything for me. Yeah. The song that we sing from the child, to follow Jesus is my decision. That's the history, not the reality. But then, brothers and sisters, we learn something from Zachariah and Elizabeth. Although they don't have children, verse 8 told us, now it happened that while he was performed, meaning his free service before God in the appointed order of his division, Zachariah still faithful to serve God. We need to know that at that time, a lot of priests, and then they only can choose one to lead, to enter the holy place. Only one. So how they choose? They do a kind of lucky draw. Yeah. For example, we have 9 people in this place. Okay, I only have one gift for you. And then we do lucky draw. Yeah. Everybody ready for lucky draw. Zachariah prepared himself every time to lead the worship. But it doesn't mean after he prepared, he will lead the service. Lead or not depend by lucky draw, depend by appointment. But what I can say is, he never give up. He never not to prepare himself to do service. Some of us prepare the service because we have the schedule. Some of us prepare the ministry because we can do something. But Zachariah and Elizabeth prepare the ministry because they know that they should to prepare. They should to prepare. Sterling, if I'm your leader, I can say that, oh yeah, Sterling, you need to prepare yourself, but leading worship or not depend by lucky draw. Maybe the first Sunday, you're well prepared. But then when the lucky draw come out, Ben need to lead, not you. Then you say, oh yeah, maybe next week. And then another week, we do the same time. And then Jason chose to lead the worship. And then now your spirit is going a little bit down. Maybe 90%. And then next week, you still prepare. But then my wife chose to lead the worship. Then you say, maybe God don't want me to lead the worship. Yeah? And then after 1 year, you can say, Pastor Slamet, choose other people. don't choose me. So, you can see this situation happen with Zachariah and Elizabeth. But the Bible told us he still well prepared. This is the real servant, well prepared. Yeah, well prepared. So, and then after he get the opportunity to lead the worship, then the Bible told us the angel of the Lord come to him. Short story, brothers and sisters, the Lord said, you will have the baby. What I can say that God never not keep his promise. He always keep his promise. He always keep his promise. Zachariah and Elizabeth finally get the baby. And then the baby have special job to prepare Jesus in advance. When I read this story, I say, amazing. God never forget. We can forget, but God never forget. I don't know how is your spiritual situation. I don't know how is your spirit in serving God. Maybe some of us thinking, oh yeah, I want to step down because my business is not too good. Oh yeah, I want to step down because I'm too busy. Oh yeah, I want to step down because I don't get any support from my college or something. Don't do that, brothers and sisters. Because when you serve God faithfully, our God always bless you like he blessed Zachariah and Elizabeth. Let us pray. Keep faithful like Zachariah and Elizabeth. Even when you have no opportunity to serve him, but your readiness can please God. Don't stop to serve him. Serve him is a grace and blessing for us. Let's do it diligently. Let's do it with whole heart. Let's do it every time.
Desired and I long.
Before we go and enter our intercession ministry prayer this morning, I want to read one verse for all of us, which is from the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 10. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Let us pray. Father Lord Jesus, please lead us to be a faithful servant. Every ministry that you entrust to us, we do it with faithfulness. Even the situation or the condition is not support us, we still keep to serve you, Father. Thank you for giving us such a good example, Zachariah and Elizabeth. And then finally, we can see that they got the blessing, special blessing. And we believe that special blessing is on the way to us. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe next month or next year, it doesn't matter. We believe special blessing is on the way to us because you are faithful. Thank you, Father. Now, we will enter intercession this morning. We pray that the Holy Spirit lead and guide us in prayer. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us pray for community who have cancer. We pray that God will heal them. And then with authority that Jesus give it to us, we will command all the cancer, the disease in people's body, get out and go away. Let's pray together. brothers and sisters, let us pray for people who have physical illness, and also we pray for spiritual salvation. We pray that Holy Spirit open their heart so they can see Jesus. Let's pray for people in infirmities condition, with all difficulty or pain in their body. We pray that God will take out all the weakness. Let us also pray for people who have COVID. We pray that God will take away all the virus, and also pray for frontline medical worker. We pray that God will protect them one by one. Let's pray together. Finally, we pray for our brother Sterling. May God open the way for him, and then he can get the best job for his career and life. Brothers and sisters, today our mission focus, we pray for Singapore, for Pastor Sam Kim, we pray for Indonesia, for Spain, and Philippines, for Spill, Pastor Ernie. We pray that God will bless these three churches and all the pastors who serve in that area. Let's pray together. Let's also pray for education ministry, SP Kid, SP Youth, and SPU. We pray that in this church, education discipleship start from early childhood, and then they can grow stronger, and finally all the kids become strong in spiritual. Let's pray for prayer and healing ministry, for IP, for the well, and for the river. We pray that more people get healed from this ministry and more people join in this ministry. Let's pray together. Let's pray for local outreach and evening outreach, Igape, Homi, SP Light Bridge, Recreation, SP Light, and Homi Outreach. Let's pray that God love bring to many people through this ministry. Let's also pray for pregnant mom, Diane, China, and other. We pray that God will bless them one by one. Let's also pray for Thursday gathering, lunchtime Bible study. We pray that people who join really get spiritual food from Bible study. And finally, before we end our prayer ministry this morning, let us pray for SP so that the fire of revival come down from the heaven. We can see that more people join EMP, more people come to worship God, and then more people get healed, and then SP become one of the church that pleasing God. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for good time that we can pray together. We believe that you already hear all our prayer. And then now we submit ourselves into your hand. Please Lead us step by step. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a nice day. God bless you all.